T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
So everybody's kind of talking about this Jeffrey Epstein case. And I think, I don't know if you're like me, but over the weekend, as soon as I heard that he had been found dead, that's actually how I heard about it first. My first thought was, oh my goodness, what happened? You know, they say in prison behind bars that people accused of doing bad things to children, to young kids, they're the ones who the inmates go after first. So I initially thought, uh-oh, wonder if they got him. But it turns out now they're saying that he probably committed suicide. So I don't know if you have thoughts on this. Weigh in on it for me. We kind of talked about it yesterday. We're going to get Dr. Cyril Wecht on the line and get him to weigh in on it as well. You know, Dr. Wecht has been the man when it comes to those kind of things. So we're going to get him to weigh in on it as well. But I'm curious what you think. I mean, do you think that the secrets Jeffrey Epstein held in his pocket will go away with him? Will they go away? Will the names that he had in his possession, in his files, who knows what kind of names are in there? I mean, Prince Andrew, that's one of the... Here's the other thing about the people that are connected or whose names have been connected with him. They all deny it. They all say, well, yeah, I knew him, but I wasn't that close to him. The president said, yeah, I knew him before, but we never had a close relationship. But a lot of these people were traveling on his private plane, going to his private office, I mean, island. And I don't know, seems to me, if you're going to my private island, I know you pretty well. I don't know. Now, the realities are I've never been invited to a private office. I mean, I guess it was his office, so to speak, but it was an island. Lots of questions about what happened to Jeffrey Epstein. Dr. Cyril Wecht joins us. Good afternoon, Dr. Wecht.
Hi, and nice to be with you.
Nice to have you here. So let me ask you this. You, I guess, like the rest of us, heard about this, the fact that he had died over the weekend. What went through your head as soon as you heard it?
Well, I immediately began to ask myself questions, and then I got a call from somebody out of town, a news person, for a lengthy interview. And then I came to learn more things when I read my papers on Monday, yesterday, and then, of course, even more today. My thoughts, Lynn, are that it is a ridiculous, absurd situation that is absolutely unacceptable. It's difficult to understand how this particular jail in New York City would not have an appropriate suicide watch. They have housed some very well-known, infamous people. I think John Gotti, Bernard Madoff, most recently El Chapo. For them to say that, well, the guards are overworked they were tired and so on. Then when you take the history of Epstein trying to commit suicide back on July 23rd and consider the magnitude of this particular matter in which he is involved and the kinds of people, the identities of the people who have been named rightfully or wrongly, but the far-reaching implications and potential legal manifestations, both criminally and civilly. And then how about this, Lynn? How about the fact that his cellmate, who was a muscular ex-cop, his cellmate was removed from that cell the day before? You like that? How is that? Is that a coincidence? Absolutely unbelievable. So the whole thing right now, I think, smells badly. I think the Bard from Stratford-on-Avon said it well. Something is rotten in the state of Denmark. And we have to get a complete disclosure of not just the name-calling, and it's okay for me and everybody else to engage in conjecture, but what we need are hard facts. I'm sure the autopsy was done thoroughly and completely by competent people at the New York City Medical Examiner's office. My friend and colleague was there, Dr. Michael Barton, as an observer. And so I have no hesitation or doubts at all about the efficacy of the autopsy. But this goes beyond then the autopsy, because some deaths can be covered up. Even a suffocation death is hard to detect, sometimes impossible to detect. You need background information. But beyond that, even accepting, and we'll see if they do rule it to be a suicide in the absence of any evidence to the contrary, you've got the whole scenario to deal with that I have outlined. How in the world did this happen? And you don't just sit back and say, well, he's a horrible monster and we're glad he's dead. That's not the way things are done in a civilized society like America.
Indeed. Dr. Wecht, I got to take care of a little business. Can you hang with me for a couple minutes?
Yeah,
all right.
Yeah,
we're going to put Dr. Wecht on hold. Dr. Sarah Wecht, our guest this hour, we're talking about the Jeffrey Epstein case. Some of the questions that arise when we hear he committed suicide. It's 13 minutes after the hour. You're listening to KDKA 1020. Thanks, Scott. Joining me this half hour, Dr. Cyril Wecht. We're kind of going over the Jeffrey Epstein case. And Dr. Wecht, thanks for holding on. I appreciate that indeed.
Yes.
So the autopsy has been done, but the results have not been released. Is that where we are?
Yeah. I don't know whether they've gotten back the toxicology results. Sometimes that takes a couple of days. But very likely, considering the importance of this case, it was given priority. So they'll have those tox results today, tomorrow at the latest, I do believe. And assuming there are no drugs there, then they also will have had the time to examine microscopic slides. Tissues would have been taken, processed. They should have gotten back the slides today or tomorrow, again, keeping in mind the urgency of this case. So I do believe, I can't tell you when they're going to release anything, but holding back is based upon many, many things. Insofar as the autopsy is concerned, the toxicological analyses, the microscopic examination of slides prepared from pieces of tissue, that will all have been accomplished and done by the end of tomorrow at the latest. And then we'll see.
And then we'll see, yeah. So what are we looking for? Are we looking for, like, ligatures around the neck?
We're looking for ligature marks. Was he possibly strangled by ligature, compressed with the hanging overlapping that, obscuring it? We want to see that. Any evidence of any other kind of trauma to the body and so on. So I think we might have heard about that by now if there were anything of that nature. I think, as I said, and I will repeat, that the delay and any failure or decision, I shouldn't say failure, but a decision to withhold information and not make final findings after tomorrow will not be due to any further studies being needed from the ME office.
I see.
Due to the external investigation, which is very key to this case.
Indeed.
Where were the guards? What were they told to do? Why wasn't there a suicidal watch? Why was the cellmate removed the day before? These are the things that are going to have to be answered.
We got a caller on the line who has a question for you. Hold on, I got to make sure I do this the right way. I'm sorry, I was trying to get a caller on the air. Cynthia, she had a question. Cynthia, okay. If you're out there, give us a call back. But the realities are, I mean, this was such a high-profile case, Dr. Wecht, and you mentioned that this facility has been able to care for inmates, high-profile inmates before. I understand his attorney is who asked to get him off of a suicide watch. How does that work? Do you know?
Well, I find that hard to believe that the attorney would have requested that he be removed. Why in the world would the attorney have made such a request? Secondly, it is not for the attorney to make that decision. It is for the prison authorities, the prison doctor, the prison psychologist, and the review of all of the background information that lead to that determination. The attorney, it can request it be implemented, and that would be, you know, taken into consideration.
It's a request,
but
right.
I do not believe that an outside attorney says, do not continue with suicide watch of my client. It's absurd even to repeat that as a statement. It's absurd.
Exactly. I think we have Cynthia now. Cynthia, are you there?
Yes, I am.
You have a question for Dr. Wecht.
Well, first, Dr. Wecht, I have to say I love you. And I don't want you to drag a colleague, but I'm going to ask you to drag a colleague. Isn't Michael Bodden one of the people that believed in the single bullet theory, and he's standing there watching the autopsy?
Wow.
Yeah, you're right. Michael and I, Michael was on that House Select Committee on Assassinations, but he and seven other people on the committee, while highly critical of the terrible autopsy performed on JFK, arrived incredibly at the conclusion that Warren Commission report got it right, including then the single bullet theory. You're right. That
I want also add, and I'll let somebody else get on. Jeffrey Epstein said he was attacked prior to this. So his psychiatrist or whoever he was seeing realized he was not suicidal. So nobody's addressing this. So I'm going to hang up. I'm going to let you address it. And again, I love you. And, Lynn, thank you for having him on.
Thank you very much, yeah.
Bye-bye.
All right. Thanks so much for your call, indeed. Go ahead, Dr. Wecht. How about Cynthia? I mean, I didn't pick up on that. How about Cynthia? So we'll try to get Dr. Wecht back on the line real quick and wrap up this conversation. I have a feeling that the questions about Jeffrey Epstein's case aren't going away anytime soon. And, boy, I don't know. Okay, we got Dr. Wecht back on the line. Dr. Wecht, you there?
Yes, I'm here. Something happened to the connection. Exactly. Where the question that had been posed to me was, what was it, Lynn? How would you...
talked about the Michael Bodden observing the autopsy.
I dealt with that.
Yeah, I was going to say, but we moved on. I was going to say.
We moved on.
And between the two of us, we can't remember.
I'm sorry. I don't mean to be dismissive. I appreciate, in fact, the caller's gracious comments and so on. But I think that I've said what I have to say.
Yeah, we're good. We are. So I guess
more can be added. And do call me back in a day or days.
Once we have the results.
And we get some results, and let's see what we have.
Okay, you got a date. Dr. Cyril Wecht, thanks so much for joining us, indeed. Lots of questions about this case. Do what?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.